Yeah, I mean, we made hard work of it, and I think that, I suppose that's why I was so happy at the end when we made such hard work of it, and the relief of winning. I mean, it's an embarrassment to lose against, well, a very good Bolton side, but they are a League One side, so it would be an embarrassment to lose at home against a League One side, certainly with the team we put out. There's only young Sally who's got on the pitch today, who hasn't got much Premier League experience. Everybody else has played a number of Premier League games, so while we controlled and dominated the game, and there's no doubt about that, we failed again to convert that any of that good play in the first half into goals. And then, of course, against the run of play comes up a wonder goal from one of the Bolton players. I think it was it Henry, I think, with his, and that was his bad foot, by the way, and not his good one. And he chips it right in the bottom corner. And I was actually stood there then thinking, Arsenal, Giroud, West Ham, Carroll, now Henry Bolton, like, I mean, you know, three wonder goals in the space of four or five games. So for me, it was a bit of concern. So the subs were on, yes, to make a change and put fresh legs on. It ended up working for us because Christian got two, but also to save the legs of Damien and Joe. And obviously, Lorick is 60 minutes under his belt for the first time. So he's had 45 behind closed doors, 45 against Bolton, 30 against West Ham, now 60 here. So he's getting much sharper. That's going to be important to us. But a great victory in the end by the two quality goals that we scored. Christian Benteke's header, great run from Andros Townsend, more like what we'd want to see more often. Lovely little dinky ball into the middle of the goal. Christian times his run brilliantly, and we all know he's very good at that. The other one was another classic show for a big player with a great technique, just like Andy Carroll. Not perhaps quite as good, but certainly the touch and then the swivel and volley was excellently executed.
Can I ask what you made of Sully Conkai's performance? The first start by an academy graduate here for a very long, well, for three, nearly, well, more than 3 years, I think.
Not too bad. Wasn't overawed. A bit worried about taking a free kick 45 yards out and trying to bend it in himself, like you mean. But that's youngsters for you. But shows belief in his own ability. And actually, the other free kick he hit was very, very close. So I think he's got a lot about him. I think he's got good movement, good touch. And with time, if he's a good learner, could have an impact in his career and on Crystal Palace, hopefully.
Okay. Sam, it's been touched on that it's just looked tough, this start as Palace manager. But after this result, so dominant as well, you must be feeling a lot more buoyed about the future now.
It's not yet my opinion on what we are and where we are just yet, because I don't know everything about or enough about the players to make that opinion on, you know, how good I think we might be or what we're going to do in the next particular game, apart from learning every day. I learnt a lot about a lot of players today, learnt a lot about the team we picked at Bolton, learnt a lot about the victories we've not gained that we should have done. Watford should have won that one but didn't. So I'm chipping away at the players becoming more determined, more ruthless, more dogged in their approach to the game, to make sure that they can turn reasonable performances or good performance into victories, or if we're not performing well, get a result.
One final question. It's not a good time to be playing Everton at the moment, is it, Sam, for the result they've just had?
No, not after last. You would have thought not after last, but you know, every Premier League game can bring up a shock, and I think that was a big shock that Everton, not that Everton couldn't beat Manchester City, but beating them by 4 and so comfortably, I think, was a shock. So it will give them a lot of confidence. But like I said, if we're very, very resilient and we stick to a good game plan, you know, maybe we could come up with a shock next week.